hot on the heels of Kenny Shields being appointed as the new manager at Brandywell. The club is now undertaking a process on ways of improving its place within the community. It's embarked on a debate with all those who consider themselves part of Derry City Football Club. Patrick Simpson and Dennis Bradley are the men who will gather the information and report back. So, Dennis, what's your task?
The task is, as described, to have a conversation, to have a consultation, to have a debate, maybe even with the supporters, with the development people, with the volunteers, with all the people who care, support, and have some affinity with Derry City, to actually outline what their wishes and hopes for the future are, what kind of a club they want, what kind of facilities they want, what will attract them, what will attract their children and their grandchildren back into the Brandywell. It's been quite clear for a number of years now that the numbers attending matches at home and away have fallen to some degree. And there's also a kind of an aging of those of us who attend, that we are getting a little bit more grey in the hair. And how do we get the young people back? How do we get them involved? But not just a little bit more than that. Also, how do we get them involved in the running and the functioning and in the life and in the joy of the club?
Is this being done because there's concern at board level?
No, actually, it's interesting. This is the best time to do it because the club is very secure at the moment. It's very secure because it has a very generous donor who keeps it well floating and well financed. But I don't think, and the board itself doesn't feel, that that's the best going forward into the future, in the sense that we have to be prepared for the future. And a good, well-supported club gives the possibility of success on the field, as success on the field gives you the greater possibility of having support. But it's not just support for a one-off season. It's a kind of a strategy as how you bring it forward. Who should own the club? Who should run the club? How should the club be managed? How does the day, a football match, how is it handled? Do you just go to the Brandywell, 2 minutes before the kickoff, or do you go a couple of hours beforehand? Now, at the moment, nobody will go an hour beforehand because there's no facilities there. But we are now in a strong position to where actually we can have facilities going into the future. So do you make that a day out? How do you get families involved? How do you get the younger children involved? All of those issues. What's your relationship, not just with the manager and the team and the committees and all that, excuse me, but what's your relationship with the broad town and your hinterland? All of those big questions, which are, I suppose, the backroom stuff, the off-the-field stuff, but which actually make a club and an entity come to life, that's the conversation. Now, we're kind of asking people to get involved in that conversation. We wanted an open conversation. An interesting little thing happened just before we got off the ground. It's a bit of an Aries thing, but it's a very, I think, appealing thing. There was some people said, well, I don't know if I want to go. There's a member of the committee or the board of directors on the committee, and I don't know if I want to talk in front of the board of committee. So they very generously says, well, we don't need him on the committee or on this consultation. So they have stepped aside. So there's only myself now, Patrick Simpson and myself, doing this. And we want people to be open, to be honest, to be forthright, to say what they really, really think. If they have some gripes about the past, we're open to that too as well.
Will the views that you express and take back to the board be taken on board, number one? And number two, and briefly, Dennis, if you could, how do people get their views to you and to Patrick?
Well, I certainly can be brief, Desi. You know me, I can be very brief. But anyway, just to Derry City itself, people will come to that. But we're meeting people beginning next week. We're meeting the development committee. We're meeting the supporters club. We're meeting anybody who wants to come along and anybody who wants to say, look, I want to be heard. We will be more than anxious to hear them. The other thing is, will it go? I don't want this to be formal, and it's not going to be formal. This is not some kind of report like, a government report. This is a conversation with our own people. This is a family thing, right? This is a family getting together saying, well, we're not doing too bad, and our father's very generous at the moment, but how are we going to go forward into the next generation and have a bit of spirit about it, a bit of joy about it? I supported Derry all my life. There are thousands of people in this city who have supported Derry all their lives.